All right, I believe in you guys. Let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
About butt shepherds.
It's time for the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got myself.
Oh.
All right. There you go. Here's the shock collar. And while Brooke is putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
U.S. presidents have been visiting foreign countries going back decades, but there's only one time when a president's visit actually resulted in the creation of a brand new word. It happened in the early 1990s when President George H.W. Bush visited the country of Japan, and during his meeting, something very embarrassing happened, and shortly afterwards, Japan created a brand new word for the situation called Bushusuru.
Meaning, now I get it.
To do the Bush thing.
Oh. To do the Bush thing.
To do the Bush thing. Bushu, what is it?
Bushusuru.
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 And
I like it.
That word is still in their normal vocabulary today. What is the specific thing President Bush did during that fateful meeting?
You messed up so bad you changed their vocabulary.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about Japan is I feel like a lot of ways you can mess up over there.
Yeah, well,
because they have so many traditions.
Yeah, they're and they're very respectful.
Right.
Everything. So he probably did something he didn't even know he was doing wrong.
Maybe he
didn't bow or put his elbows on the table.
Right.
Or you like you're supposed to slurp your soup, right? You're supposed to.
Are you supposed to slurp your soup in Japan?
I think it's a compliment.
I know that's a
most Asian countries.
Custom in a lot of places.
Yeah, I think.
Oh,
he whipped somebody with a noodle.
That'd be amazing. Food fight.
In the middle.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be great.
What if when he bowed, he accidentally knocked heads with the person who is bowing in front of him?
And that could be like really disrespectful.
And it's probably something that happens quite often if they have a name for it. Like, if it was something really rare.
Something that Americans
probably say that to all Americans now.
Oh.
Like any dumb thing we do, right? That's how
thing.
I would see
like a
it.
Bushism.
Or maybe something to do with eating, like he was eating sushi and he...
He could have used like the wrong hand?
Used
like,
his fork and asked for a fork for sushi.
Fork and knife.
That's actually a really good idea.
It's actually not bad,
A lot of Americans don't know how to use chopsticks. Maybe he asked for a fork and they were like, oh my God.
Read the question one more time, Jeffrey.
In the early 1990s, former President George H.W. Bush visited the country of Japan, and during his meeting, something very embarrassing happened. Shortly afterwards, Japan created a brand new word for the situation called Bushusuru, meaning to do the Bush thing. What was the specific thing President Bush did during that meeting?
You guys, what if he farted when he bowed?
That's what I was thinking. Like, what if he
probably
passed
something
gas?
Like that.
Oh,
that'd be
my God. I'm going to go with the fart or the fork.
Sounds like a hipster band.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a Shakespeare line. Fart or fork?
That is the question.
This is why we're getting dumber. I just wanted everyone to know.
I think I'm going to go with a fart because I want it to be true.
He farted.
He farted at an inappropriate time.
Back in January 1992, President George H.W. Bush traveled to Japan to meet with the Prime Minister, but during their meeting, something very embarrassing happened that made international headlines. There was even video footage of the incident that got played on ABC News. Shortly after, Japan created a brand new word, Bushusuru, meaning to do the Bush thing, referring to the time President Bush threw up in the Prime Minister's lap.
Yeah.
What? You guys, did you remember that?
I remember that,
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that's
that
what it was. I do remember that he threw up.
In someone's the Prime Minister's out of everybody's lap. You can't turn another
Just
way.
Turn around and puke on the floor, man.
I need to Google search this video.
Bushusuru.
Got the question. How often are they puking in laps over there?
And how are we not instantly at war with Japan?
Yeah.
Got the question wrong, and somebody texted in at 78592 to hear "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" by Cyndi Lauper before you get shocked. So
I love this song.
Whenever you're ready.
I come home. In the morning, like my mother says, when you're gonna live your life right.
Why do I picture you like mall walking?
We're not the fortunate ones, and girls, they wanna have fun. Ow!
Oh, wow!
Just wanna have fun, not get shot.
Remember, if you missed anything, you can always find it online. Make sure to follow us all on social media. I'm at Jubal Flag. Brooke is at Brooke Fox Fox, except for Twitter, just one Fox on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And Jose is at Hilarious Jose. All right. Have a good day. Today's show was produced by Steve Diet Coke Boyd and Jeff Quiet Choke. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.